Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us on the Weekday Podcast. Hey, I hope you're having a great, great week. As promised today on the podcast, we're going to break down this idea of the process of change. Now, if you're new to these, we've been talking about this idea that your story matters. That honestly, every single day, we're writing a piece, a part of our story. That when you zoom out, when you take a step back from the day-to-day, there's a storyline. There's something that's happening in our life. And if we're not careful, we'll get so caught up in the day-to-day that we'll miss the significance that even today matters. Even a mundane day, it really does matter. Well, in our study, we've been looking in Judges chapter 6 at the story of Gideon. Gideon is this unlikely leader because in Judges 6, he is scared to death. He's afraid that he's going to get captured by the enemy, this enemy called the Midianites. And so we talked a little bit about this yesterday and last Sunday. But what begins to happen in Judges 6 is he enters into a process. Now, this process isn't fast, it's not overnight, but it is a process of change. It's a process of getting out of a bad situation in the right way. So today, I just want to give you some more tangible aspects about this idea. Because many of us that listen to this, myself included, we've found ourselves in seasons and situations that we deserve to be there. Mistakes we've made, choices that we've made. But the question is, how do you get out of it? Well, I think there's really three cycles, three circles that we work through that together are part of this overarching cycle of change. And the first one is this. It starts with a moment of clarity. A moment of clarity is when you get crystal clear about how you got in the situation in the first place. You get crystal clear that you actually want to get out of that situation. Heard my buddy Michael Hyatt say it this way. He said, the shortest distance between where you are and where you want to be is clarity, honesty. And so in Judges 6, verse 6, the nation of Israel cries out for help because they're brought down low. And then in verse 11, an angel shows up and speaks to this unlikely leader and calls him mighty warrior, valiant warrior. And so there's got to be this moment of clarity where we get desperate enough to say, I need help, that we cop to it, that we quit making excuses. We quit trying to convince ourselves that we're just going to muscle through our addiction, our problem, our pain. But it starts with this first cycle, the cycle of clarity. The second cycle is the cycle of challenge. This comes right after clarity. The challenge is this, in verse 11, when this angel of the Lord shows up, this angel looks down at Gideon, who is having a full-on meltdown. I mean, I'm telling you, read Judges 6, starting in verse 11. He's having a meltdown. He's scared to death. God, why is this happening to me? And this angel, God says to him, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Now, in that moment, he didn't look like a valiant warrior. In that moment, he did not look like much of a leader. But what's interesting is that God doesn't address Gideon as he is. He addresses him as he's going to be. Now, let me say that again. God does not address Gideon as he currently is in this moment. But instead, he addresses him as he's going to be a valiant warrior, a leader of the people, a deliverer. And what God's doing here is something that I think he does in our life. That when we find ourselves in a bad decision that we earned, that we deserved, honestly, God doesn't beat us up. God doesn't look down and label us based on our mistakes, label us based on our worst days, based on our sin. Instead, when God looks down at believers, he sees us through the lens of what we could be and will be one day. See, this is part of that process of coming out, that process of change doesn't happen overnight. It starts very intentionally with clarity, the cycle of clarity. That clarity leads to a challenge, the challenge that Gideon faces, that you and I face, is do we believe that God is with us? Do we believe that God is there? And then the third piece of that cycle is the cycle of choice. This is the cycle where we begin to make choices, deliberate choices, based on that challenge of God being with us. In other words, Gideon faced what Henry Blackaby called a crisis of faith, this crisis of belief. Do I really believe that God's with me? And if I do, what am I going to do differently? And so for Gideon, that meant that he did several things in a row. If you read the rest of chapter 6 and the beginning of chapter 7, he does several different tasks just to get reminded, is God with me? Is God with me? Is God with me? If he is, then I'm going to live differently. See, today, many of us get stuck in the messy middle. We get tempted to give up. But man, you don't have to stay there. There's a process of change. If you take a step back, there's a process of change. It starts with clarity. That clarity leads to this challenge. Do I believe God's with me? And once I do, it enables us to make different and better choices based on not what we've done, but who is with us. This process is so necessary, and it starts with taking a next step. And so I want to invite you back tomorrow, and where we're going to pick up this conversation, and we're going to wrap up our conversation about Gideon, but we're going to look at what does it look like to take that next step of getting out of bad decisions, and what does that make possible? In other words, what comes on the other side of clarity, challenge, choice? Well, I'm over time today, so I better jump off here, but thanks for joining us today on the Weekday Podcast. If we can pray for you today, we'd love to do that. Drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you're enjoying these, I want to invite you to go to weekdaypodcast.com and consider either sharing these or subscribing to the podcast so it gets delivered to your device automatically every single weekday. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.